brand new music from Wheels. They're getting ready to release a self-titled album, a brand new one. And we've got two of the members here in the studio live with us, Sam and Jamie. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Very happy to have you guys back here in the YSO studios.
Always.
It's been a while.
Yeah, always excited to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been gosh, almost a year since you've been here. Is that right? A year? Just about?
I thought we played more recently.
Yeah,
it might have been more recently.
Right,
yeah.
Maybe 2012 we played here.
Okay.
Who remembers 2012?
It feels like it's been a long time. But, I mean, right. You guys have been really busy getting this album ready. I know the last one you guys did yourselves, and you had told me you learned a lot, and it was kind of this big learning process. What did you decide, based on the previous experience with Big Feeling, what did you decide to do about recording this one?
Well, in recording Big Feeling, we realized that it's not as easy as just hitting a button and singing the song and then, you know, pressing stop and sending the CD off. Like,
and it's not even fun.
It was fun now that we're not doing it.
Right. Yeah.
But it was a chaotic, I don't even know how long, 2 months. We were working all 2 months. We were working really hard, but it just was so
angry,
yeah, tedious.
Right.
And so we realized that, like, actually how much work that these producers and these, you know, people in studios have to do. So we kind of had a new level of respect for all these guys, and we realized that we really needed to work on dead air. Oh my God. Sam freezes. This is it. And he never spoke again.
No, we just really didn't want to record anymore. Like, it was just, we realized it was just far too difficult and took up way too much time.
So then going into a recording situation, did you guys feel like you were a better prepared band, sort of knowing the ins and outs of recording, like that you could come into the studio more prepared or a little more knowledgeable about the whole process?
Right. With Big Feeling, we actually, most of the songs, we had never even played with any of the members. We had just been like, here's a scratch track for a song, what do you think? And we would just build off of the scratch track.
Right.
And whereas our new album, these are all songs that we've previously performed but haven't been on records. So we've had, in some cases, 2 years to practice these songs before we recorded them. So, yeah, we came in really prepared, and we whipped it out really quick, really efficiently, and yeah.
Well, and also, like, we self-titled this one, and I think that that's very appropriate for the way the songs were, because we tried to record some of these songs for Big Feeling in the early stages. We were still in your room.
Right.
Like, in the upstairs of a very creaky house, which was a terrible decision. But, so we had tried to record these songs because we loved them and we'd been playing them for a while, but we didn't have the skills to do them justice quite yet. So now that we're finally getting them out there, they're just, like, extra ready, and you know, we're very confident with how they sound, and we can also play them live, because with some of the tracks on Big Feeling, we had learned them, like, after the fact, and didn't play them until the album, after it was already out.
Right.
But
so this is going to be one, I mean, I know the first track that we heard, you guys played it the last time you were here on Kaleidoscope. Is this going to be a lot of songs that are familiar to people who have been coming and seeing you live over the past couple of years?
Absolutely, yeah. There are a lot here. There's probably four or five that have been favorites of a lot of fans for years, and then a few of them that are newer to the repertoire, but still well known and hopefully well liked songs. Yeah.
And are these are these the majority of them all written by one of you? I know you guys usually kind of share writing credits. Is it pretty evenly spread out again this time, or?
Let's see. Well, actually, I can just read them off. I only have one on this album, and then Connor has two. Sam's got
three.
Four,
wow. Look
yeah,
at that.
Four. Yeah. And then Rourke's got one at the very end. The last album, Big Feeling, I wrote six of the songs.
Yeah,
for,
it was.
I think
Jamie dominated Big Feeling.
Right, it's mine. But then on the first album, Sam wrote almost every song right. on there.
Right. But this one is really evenly spread out. Mm-hmm. Everyone gets their little moment.
And again, there were many songs that we wanted to put on here, but didn't feel like we were confident enough to record them in a way that we liked. So that should be on the next one.
Is that how you guys went about picking what was going to be on the album, the songs that you really felt like were kind of in a finished state and ready
yeah,
to
yeah,
be?
Yeah, and we hadn't done that for the previous albums, like for Big Feeling and the first one. Well, for the first one, we really just picked, that was the only eight songs
Those
we knew
were the
how to
only
play.
Songs
right.
that we had known, yeah.
But for Big Feeling, we definitely concentrated more on which songs we liked the best, which may not have been the best decision. But this one, we tried to focus on what we knew the most about, so...
As far as when you're making those choices and you're putting the album together, I know that sometimes an album sort of becomes a story, whether you intend it to be or not. Did you find that there were sort of unexpected links between the songs on the albums that you didn't even intend when they were written?
Well, we're always, you know, nothing is original. Like if someone
right.
paints a painting, they're thinking about something when they paint it. If someone writes a song, you know. They're writing about something when they write it. It's not 100% original.
Right. Well, and especially when your music is collaborative in nature.
Right, yeah. So I'll, you know, subconsciously take little bits of Jamie's songs, and he'll do the same for mine. Actually, I noticed this. When you first wrote Morse Code, it actually had the same melody as The Dove.
I remember that.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, it was just little connections like that. But then also these songs have been written in a span of... 2.5 years, so a lot of them are really different than each other, but they were all recorded within a matter of 3 days, so we're all, you know, the feeling that's being, you know, expressed through the songs is very similar.
Was that, has it been difficult? I know a lot of your members are away at college and you guys are all in school of some, you know, some capacity and really busy. Was that difficult to sort of come together and, you know, knock the album out in a couple of days without, you know, being spread far apart on a regular basis? Or did you find that you were able to just kind of lock in and really take advantage of the time you had?
Yeah, you just got to sort of like knock out some dedicated time to like we're doing this for this amount of time and nothing else. And that's sort of what it was.
Yeah. And I think that actually one of the reasons why this album is only of, you know, previously played songs, not previously recorded, is because we're never together long enough to put in the time and effort to polish a song off.
Right.
Because if one guy comes back from college, maybe the other guy won't, and it's rare that we ever get all five of us in the same room for more than...
Right.
An afternoon.
If all of us knew all the songs that the rest of us knew, we would have so much more material to play. But, you know, like there's certain songs you're going to play with three people or four people or so.
That's got to stretch your writing process out a lot more than when you were all together. I'm sure it was really easy to just get everybody in the same room and kind of work out a song.
Definitely have to think about instrumentation when you're writing songs.
Do you find that the distance has sort of helped each of you grow individually as songwriters because you don't have sort of that crutch of, hey, let's bring everything to the whole group right away, and you kind of have to think through the songs in a more complete manner when you're working through them on your own?
Absolutely, yeah. Back when we were all at the high school, we would see each other six times a day, and no one was doing anything. No one had college papers to write. If I wanted to play some music, I could call up both of them, and they'd always be down to practice. But now, because we're all in school and two of us are on the other side of the state, when we do come together, we have to be extremely diligent.
Focused.
Yeah,
right,
so
yeah.
Focused. And yeah, not having us all around to always influence each other musically and, you know, give us creative energy, you have to look for it in other places as well. And so that's been something we've been working on.
Well, let's give people a listen to another one of the tracks on the album. Do you guys want to introduce it at all?
Yes. This is track 8 from the album, one I wrote called So Fast.
We're going to take a listen to that one right now. We'll be back to talk more with Sam and Jamie from Wheels, and we'll tell you how you can go see them this Saturday night. Stick around. It's Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Felt the fire on your neck as you breathed in the smoke. You stood shaking in the streets, barefoot in the mud. Heard your lover's echo in the air and drank it up like blood. Spun a dime across the floor, hear that familiar silver sound. Watch it wane, see it slow, leave your troubled truths in the lost and found.
Back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We're hearing brand new music from Wheels. Their self-titled album is getting ready to be released. They're going to be celebrating this Saturday night at Jilly's, and we've got Sam and Jamie here in the studio. Welcome back, guys.
Hey.
Hey. So this Jilly's show is going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be really cool to see you guys on the big stage like that.
Yeah, we are super excited about it. I honestly have never been inside Jilly's, but I've seen...
Neither have I.
I've seen pictures, and I'm very excited. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And who's going to be playing with you? Who's going to be opening up the show?
The gorgeous Thomas Dirk.
Lovely, lovely person.
Such a good guy. Really, he's a singer-songwriter, solo guy, does kind of R&B soul, just really, really powerful stuff.
Ladies man.
Such a ladies man. A man's man, even.
Right.
All around,
right,
all around.
Just a man.
And a guitar.
Right.
So be wowed.
Right,
yeah.
And you're doing advance tickets for that, for the Saturday night show, right?
That mm-hmm. is right, yeah. You can go onto our Facebook, which is facebook.com/wheelsmusic, and we've got infinite links to the advanced tickets.
However many links you need.
Really, just copy and paste.
And we've also got links on facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. So navigate the internet and find the ticket links.
Control C.
Yeah.
Control V.
It's that easy. And if people can't make it out Saturday night, or you know, some of our out of town fans want to get a hold of the album, how can they get their hands on it? Is it going to be available on your website? Or
yes, I think we'll first put it up on our Bandcamp.
Get MP3 and stuff like that.
Yes, and we can also we'll have it up on our website for physical copy order. But a cool little thing that we're doing for the album release, we'll be selling the new album, self-titled, for $2 off. So it'll be $8 at the show, which is like a one-time special edition thing.
Nice.
All the more reason to come.
All the more reason to come out. It's perfect.
So perfect.
And I know Facebook's probably the best way to keep tabs on what's happening beyond Saturday night.
Yes, yeah. Stay updated with the events on Facebook, and yeah.
Planning a big summer. Are you guys going to try to get out on the road with this one, or do you know yet, or just thinking about it?
That's our hopefully we'll get out and tour a bit this summer.
Tentative hopes and dreams.
All extremely tentative.
Right.
So tentative.
Well, it's not summer yet, so you've got time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Cool. Well, is there anything else people ought to know before they come out and check you guys out Saturday night and get their hands on this album for the cool discount,
right,
and the live show? It's the complete package.
I would say have fun and don't start any fights.
No, yes. Don't do that.
Always drive safe.
Be a nice person.
Our beloved bassist, Samuel Croftdog Crawford, couldn't be with us tonight.
But we called him beforehand.
He does have a message for the nation.
Okay.
I quote Sam Crawford, "Life is meaningless."
Aww.
Yeah, that's all he had.
Goodbye.
That's all he had. Aww.
Yes.
He hung up the phone after
right.
that.
So he's doing good.
Yeah. But see, it'll have meaning if you come to the show Saturday night. I think that will renew everyone's
then you'll
faith.
Then you'll have a deep conversation with Crawford afterwards. And
see, it's
your
perfect.
Your mind will be
right.
changed.
Yeah.
And you'll realize he's right.
Well, whether
he'll
it's
convince you.
Whether it's for the conversation or to get the new album and hear some amazing live music, you're going to want to be at Jilly's on Saturday night for Wheels' CD release show. It's their self-titled album. It's a new full-length. It's really great. And you need to get your hands on that one. We've got info up on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And shall we leave these folks with one more from the album?
Yeah.
Yes.
Any introduction you want to give to this one?
This last one is a song I wrote called Gold Black.
You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Sam, Jamie, thank you guys so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
I can hear my heart break through you, dear.